Kit made her choice and rose. She threw her belongings into a small sack and hurried off in the direction in which the Bothan pilot had gone. As she walked swiftly, threading her way through the crowds with the ease of long experience, she deftly undid her tied back arm, winced a little as life came back to the limb with sharp stinging sensations. The Bothan was up ahead. The crowds were beginning to thin out now, and Kit fell back, looking for the mysterious watcher. There he was, a few paces behind the Bothan, just as Kit was a few paces behind him. He was definitely shadowing the pilot. A bit farther on, and the streets became practically deserted at this time of night. Kit's mouth was dry, and she felt her legs quivering as she moved. But she had to keep on. The Bothan didn't know he was being followed. Or did he? She couldn't take that chance. Her sharp ears, trained since she was four, heard the slight snicking sound of a knife being pulled from its sheath. She acted without thinking, springing on the being's back, strong little hands clawing at its face. At the same moment, the Bothan whirled and fired some sort of weapon point blank into the stalker's chest. It was almost silent, making the merest little puff of sound, but the being dropped like a stone. Kit sprang off lightly, panting and staring at the dead human.
"Who are you?"
Kit turned to see the strange weapon pointed directly at her and felt the blood drain from her face.
I'm Kit, she said. I knew Torm. I'm a slave.
His eyes narrowed.
Prove it.
She turned around and slipped her shirt low enough to show the little pucker of skin where the transmitter had been inserted.
Ah,
the Bothan said.
I'm sorry. You shouldn't have done that. You could have been injured, or even killed. I knew he was following me.
Kit turned back around and tugged her sleeve back into place.
Could have fooled me,
she sniffed.
I fooled him, didn't I?
The Bothan replied. Their eyes met, and they exchanged a grin. He knelt beside the corpse and searched it. Kit noticed he had gloves on.
Who was he?
No way to tell for sure. Probably a member of some criminal organization that deals in flesh. They've started to get wind of some of the flight's activities.
Kit's grin faded as he spoke, and she recalled the nature of her errand tonight.
I was sent to spy on you. Don't worry. I'll tell my master some kind of story. You're the last person I would want to get in trouble. Well,
she amended.
You and Achmina.
He nodded, his fur rippling.
Thanks, kid. I hate to ask anything more of you, but can you talk to Achmina? Let her know we're going to have to delay the shipment until I can send a replacement.
She nodded energetically.
Sure, I can do that.
Thank you. I wish I could do something for you.
Kit looked up at him, her pinched face serious.
You are doing something for me,
she said quietly, then added the motto of the flight.
We will be free.
The Bothan stepped forward and squeezed her shoulder gently.
Yes,
he said.
You will.
He gathered his dark cloak about his slender feline form, looked about one last time, then turned and slipped into the shadows.
Kit realized she never learned his name.